Amen and amen. This familiar passage of scripture here, amen, coming from the book of 2 Samuel, praise God, as David, praise God, arrives, amen, amen, in the city of David, amen, would be called the Mount Zion, amen, praise God, amen, bringing the ark of the Lord. And amen, praise God, and as David brings the ark, amen, into the city of God, amen, praise God, he is dancing before the Lord with all of his might. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. His heart, amen, praise God, is overflowing with the joy of what is being done at that very moment. Amen, praise God. He, amen, praise God. David is not able, it seems, to leap high enough, and his steps are not able to prance enough, amen, praise God, just to give God the glory for all of the things that he has done. Amen, praise God. It didn't matter to David who was looking. It didn't matter to David, amen, what their opinion was, because his mind was on what God had done in his life. Amen. When we praise God, we've got to divorce ourselves of the eyes that have been looking upon us. Can we say amen? When we praise God, we've got to be free to magnify and to glorify and to praise him, because nobody knows like you know what he has done in your life. Amen. Praise God. Everybody won't understand why you praise God the way you praise him. Amen. There will be some who say, why would you put yourself and put all of that energy into giving God the praise? Amen. Praise God. And there will be those like Michelle who are looking at you, amen, in a negative light, because you've dared, amen, to raise your hand, to raise your feet, to raise your voice in praises unto God. Amen. Praise God. But let me tell you, David had a reason to praise him. Can you say amen? Yeah, there was the lion. Yeah, there was the bear. Can we say thank you, Jesus? But remember, praise God, that when God, amen, set up the priesthood, amen, praise God, he told Moses to make an ark of the covenant. And this ark of the covenant, praise God, was to be placed behind the second veil in the temple. And amen, and God instructed Israel that I will meet with you there once a year on the Day of Atonement, when the priest will come in to offer up sacrifices. Amen. Praise God in your behalf. Amen. It was a critical element of the worship of the people of God. The Ark of the Covenant, praise God, amen, represented the very presence of God. Amen. In the Amen. How would it be to come to church and God ain't there? How would it be to come to worship and God is not moving in the midst? How would it be to come to magnify God and he, amen, is not there? Amen. Praise God. You know what had happened with Eli and his sons. Can you say amen? Hophni and Phinehas, praise God. They had looked narrowly on the place of their position. Can you say amen? Amen. Doing things abominable in front of God. Can you say amen? Eli was warned, praise God. Amen. But they continued in their disobedience. Can you say amen? They did not respect, amen, the presence of God among them. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, every time you come to church and God has promised to meet you in the house of God, you need to remember that God is there and that you are there to give him the praise. Lord have mercy. And so they, praise God, amen, praise God, did not, amen, honor God, amen's presence, and praise God, they did despite of what God God would have them to do. Can you say amen? Until, praise God, they counted, amen, the ark of God, the presence of God, a thing to be used by men. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, the only thing you want to use your praise for is to glorify God. Ain't nobody else worth it. Ain't nobody else worth the praise but our God. He's a God that's great and mighty, and there is no God like him. Can you say amen? But because they made it up in their mind that this ark is something we can use, can you say amen? For what we want to accomplish, when they were in warfare, they sent for the ark. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, praise God. Believing that just the symbol of God would take the place of God. Tell your neighbor, it ain't enough to have the lookalikes. Can you say amen? You gotta have the real deal. Can you say amen? You gotta really have a praise in your spirit. Not just a form of godliness, denying the power thereof, but you need the power of the Holy Ghost moving in your life. Amen. Praise God. When the instruments are silent, I can still praise him. Amen. When there's no beat on the drum, there's still a beat in my heart that gives God the glory for what he has done. You say amen. When I think on the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul will cry out. Hallelujah. Amen. I can run, I can jump, I can leap. I don't need no music to leap. I don't need no song to run. I don't need it. It's all right if I got it. But if I ain't got it, I can still run. Oh my God. It's still weak. Give him the glory. I can still do my best. I can still magnify his name. I ain't got to worry about doing everything they could to get the ark out of Philistine territory. Why? Because, amen, praise God, you might be God's people, but you ain't never going to be God. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when God's people get silly, amen, praise God, you might lose the battle, but you're going to respect God. I don't care who you are. Can you say amen? For God is God over everybody. Can you say amen? Amen? Amen. Praise God. Get that ark out of here. Can you say thank you, Jesus? By the time God got through killing folk, giving folk tumors, hemorrhoids, can you say amen? They said, let's get it up out of here. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Put the ark on the cart, some tokens with it. Amen. Hook the mules to it. Amen. Send it down the road. Go into Beth-Shemesh. Can you say amen? And amen, when it got to Beth-Shemesh, amen, praise God, them folk that were Israelites, they ain't know what to do either. Amen, praise God, they went and looked in the ark and God killed 70,000 of them. Can you say amen? Amen. God is to be honored. He's to be praised. He's to be glorified.
Amen.
Can you say amen? So, praise God, amen, praise God, they didn't know what to do. They sent it to the house of Abinadab. And the ark remained in Abinadab's house for 20 years.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Saul made an attempt, amen, at bringing the ark back, but nothing, amen, in scripture reflects that anything came of it. Can you say amen? All the time, amen, God's people and the priesthood of God, amen, praise God, is still going forward, but the ark is not in the midst.
amen, praise God. The reign of David, amen, praise God, after he had reigned in Hebron for 7 years and comes to reign over all Israel, can you say amen, for another, amen, 33 years, can you say thank you, Jesus, amen, he, hallelujah, makes up in his mind that I want to bring, amen, the ark back, can you say thank you, Jesus, amen, praise God, amen, you would have thought, amen, that those that missed most would have been the priesthood. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And amen, praise God. But the Levites, amen, praise God, were not on point to do what they needed to do. So they go down to Abinadab's house. And amen, praise God. Abinadab's sons, amen, praise God, come back to accompany the ark, to bring it to the city of David, to bring it to Zion. Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. They're not following the due order. They put the ark, amen, on a new cart. And amen, and Abinadab's son, amen, who had been there, I don't know how old they were, amen, but the ark had been in his house, amen, some 20 years. You can imagine that they might have adopted a familiarity about, amen, who, amen, God is. Let me tell you, your friend, he's not your buddy. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God is your friend. He ain't your buddy. Can you say amen? He ain't gonna make no special allowances for you. You gotta do it just like everybody else. Can you say amen? If I gotta repent and go down in water in the name of Jesus, then you got to do the same thing. If I gotta no, amen, shortcut. He ain't gonna give you another way around. Amen. And Uzzah stretched out his head to study the ark. Can you say thank you, Jesus? God smote him dead. Can you say thank you, Jesus? David was dancing. 30,000 men were playing. They were all trying to bring Lord, but you gotta do it in the right way. I say,
Jesus.
David was upset. Can you say thank you, Jesus? How can I bring God to me? So they turned aside and put the ark in the house of Obed-Edom. Can you say amen?
Yes.
Amen. 3 months. Can you say thank you, Jesus? David pondered. I want to bring God, amen, praise God, to Zion. I want to bring him to the house of the Lord. I want to bring him to the tabernacle, to the tent, can you say amen, to the place that I prepared for him. I want to bring him there. So he called a priest. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, they should have been the first ones. But he called the priest and he let them know, amen, praise God, that this breach occurred because we did not follow the due order. Amen, praise God. We got to do it the way the Bible declares.
That's right.
Amen, praise God. I don't care how many men going down that road. Broad is the gate. Wide is the way. Where does it lead? Amen. But narrow is the gate. Great is the way that leads to life eternal. We say thank you, Jesus. So David said, amen, I want to bring this ark, amen, up. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And so, praise God, folk don't know your story. Folk don't know where you come from. Folk don't know what God done in your life. Amen, when you praising him with all your might and giving him all that you got, ways. But David made it clear to Michelle. Can you say amen? That before your father, amen, lifted me up. Before your father, amen, knew me. It was the Lord that was on my side. How many know that the elevation of God is far greater than the elevation of men? Yeah, I will praise him. Yeah, I will give him the glory. Yes, I will magnify his name. Because who I am would be a nobody if it had not been for God that was on my side. Who you are, you'd be a nobody if God were not working in your life. So don't tell me, amen, praise God, it ain't undignified. And you say, thank you, Jesus. All of these things were a part of his dance. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, you got much more to dance for.
Sure enough.
Than just the sounds of music. That's good. But there need to be something deeper. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, we got something more to glorify God. Amen. Then the sound of music, that's good. But there ought to be an appreciation down in our spirit. Amen. Every time we come, hallelujah, to the house of the Lord, that there would be in us, amen, a praise for our God. Somebody ought to give him the glory. Somebody ought to praise him right now. You wouldn't be here if the Lord had been on your side. You ought to tell God, I thank you, Lord, for what you've already done in my life. Right now, we ought to magnify him. Right now, we ought to give him the praise. Somebody said, it don't take all of that. Can you say amen? Amen. You can still, amen, be a little cool and give him the praise. But I heard the say, amen, praise God, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. In other words, don't hold nothing back. Amen, you ain't know what's coming tomorrow. You don't know where you'll be in the next moment. You better praise him. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. For the people of God. Amen. To praise God will never be undignified. I heard of the word declare that praise is comely for the upright. It means it look good on you. Can you say amen? It look better than your cute shoes. Can you say amen? It look better than that sharp suit. Amen. It look better than that dew. Can you say amen? Praise look good on you. Can you say amen? You want to show our shoes? No, show your praise. But you want to show our rags? No, show your praise. We want to show our dew. No, show your praise. Listen, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's never out of order to give him the praise. Amen. Praise God. If you got to get your praise on, I'll wait on you. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Yes, I will. I'll wait on you. In fact, amen. Praise God. When I think about it, I might join you. Can you say amen? Oh, he's been that good. He's been that merciful. He's been that kind. We allow circumstances to bind us. Can you say?
can't dance that good. I don't care. Shake a leg. Can you say thank you, Jesus? My shout don't look like her shout. It don't matter. It's yours, amen. I gave it to you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Give God what you got for him to give him the glory and to give him the praise. I'm not going to be longer, but amen. Praise God. God desires the praise of his people. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Praise God in a sanctuary.
Amen.
Amen. Are y'all hearing me? So then, praise God. It shouldn't be still in God's house. It shouldn't be still. Can you say amen? Somewhere along the line, somebody got to shout out, God, you're so good. God, you're so merciful. God, you're so kind. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Yeah.
praise God, if your stockings torn off, if your coat fall off, if your clothes get unkempt, don't worry. It's not an undignified praise. Can I say thank you, Jesus? If you shout out your shoes, can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. If one slipper go that way and one go that way, don't worry. It's not an undignified praise. Amen. Praise God. If you look like you just can't hold back, amen. Praise God. Not for a moment. You just gotta praise. It's like fire. Shut up and run. Don't worry. When it break out, it is not an undignified praise.